This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I am pleased to be with you. I'm smiling. I hope you're smiling, too. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us on the Internet, or 844-551-8255. Let's just jump into it. What do you say? Lots of stuff going on. UN, Trump there, talking smack, saying, make the United Nations great. Not again. Make it great. We'll talk about that in some depth today, because I want to explain to you the Charter of the United Nations and the idea that why are we putting money into this organization? If you know the four tenets of the United Nations, why it started at the end of the Second World War and what it has accomplished, it's laughable. It's like the U.S.'s energy policy.
Let's decrease our dependence on foreign oil.
As we use more foreign oil than ever before. It's ridiculous. We've done nothing to solve these problems. The United Nations is a joke. And if you look at it practically, that's the only conclusion you can come to. If you didn't tell me anything about the organization and you said, Kevin, research this organization, give me the pillars of it, and then tell me what your thoughts are. There is only one conclusion you can come to, and I shall prove it today. Anyway, so we got the UN. The other point I want to make about that is I'm not just going to tell you what their charter is. Not. I want to explain in depth. So we may spend a little more time than I might normally do. I like sometimes taking us into a little bit of deeper water on some of this stuff. I don't know if you've seen the Starbucks pro-military commercial, but what a joke this thing is. These are the guys. Starbucks, Howard Schultz, former CEO. I think he's stepped down. He essentially slapped in the face America by saying during the time that Donald Trump issued the travel order, same travel order that Barack Obama did, and he said it was racist and against, Muslims and whatever, and he was going to hire refugees to work at Starbucks. And it was a huge backfire. The company's not losing money, but certainly lost a lot of market share. And people came down hard on Starbucks and Howard Schultz. Many of us did. Congratulations if you did. I know I decreased my Starbucks intake at least, I decreased it by 80%. When I'm in New York, for example, sometimes I'm forced to go get a cup of, there's no coffee shop there, so I'll have to go to a Starbucks. But I mean, it's very rare. I should just point this out. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but I used to go, I'd get my little reward thing and be all happy. Ooh, look at me, I got my free coffee. Free, whatever. You pay $5 for something that costs 10 cents in Guatemala. You know what I'm saying? So Schultz came out and he just got blasted. And again, the conservative movement spoke. What are you talking about hiring refugees in the face of terror attacks? That's a slap in the face to all of the victims of San Bernardino, of the Boston bombing, and the many other terror attacks that go on in this country, certainly monthly. You don't hear about all of them. What about the slap in the face to the terrorists, to the citizens of the world? These people, the left, talk about being citizens of the world. And, we're going to help the refugees. Look, I get it. There are some legitimate refugees, but I talk about refugees all the time. The majority, the overwhelming majority, I'm talking 98% or some crazy amount, are refugees from countries who are ruled by Muslims. And these guys say, we're going to accept this. If you can't have your own religion and people accept you and you got to be on the run, what do you think that's going to do when they come to civilized society? Oh, there he went. Yeah. These Muslim countries are uncivilized. I mean, just what I'll tell you is, look at what happens over there and tell me that's a place you want to live. Tell me one of these leftists, these Hollywood leftists, who so lament the situation of the refugees, would dare live in these countries. most of them wouldn't even visit. And I'll tell you something else. They doggone sure wouldn't visit without heavy security, without being, you know, citizens of the state, I mean, invitees of the government. There's no way these people go visit these countries and just go walk amongst the indigenous. The indigenous, rather. Added a T to that. So, but if you want to be one of these Muslim celebrities or whatever, you want to come to America, you can walk the streets of America. You don't need security. I mean, I would tell you get security if you walk through any of our cities. But if you just want to walk America, go through a small town America, you know, King Bahuraha, whatever, and see how people embrace you. They'll be curious. They'll ask you questions. What's it like? What's life like? They don't care, but you can't go over there and do that. You may be killed. Remember the girl, some girl, I don't know, some British or Scandinavian chick. I'm going to show how peaceful it is to go through the Middle East. Blah, blah, blah. She gets there. She's raped and brutally murdered. She ain't even 20 miles in their trip. I don't know how many miles she was, but and I'm not chuckling at the fact that she died. I'm chuckling at the notion that she thought she could get through the Middle East in some van or something, that she could, I'll prove to you how safe it is. Yeah, proof. You don't hear the left talking about those stories. Anyway, back to Starbucks. So now they run this commercial, and they want to, oh, we're going to hire 10,000 military people. We're so pro-military. It was a complete pivot. They were going to hire, I don't know, I thought it was 25,000. You guys check, but it was thousands, okay? Thousands of refugees. And then they caught so much H-E double crooked socks that they went, you know what? Let's change this thing into something that we know that conservatives will accept. Let's try to attract that conservative dollar back. We're going to hire 10,000 veterans, and they create a commercial. Starbucks supports its veterans. We love it. We love America. There's nothing more American than Colombian coffee, you know, than Egyptian roast, or, you know, the Ethiopian blah, 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 then blah, you know. So they want you to believe that, oh, no, no, Starbucks, we're kinder, gentler. Watch what happens, folks. Watch all these leftist organizations, Target, the NFL, etc. They're going to pander to you. They're going to use the military. They're going to use kids. They're going to use old people. They're going to use dogs. And they're going to make it sound like, no, 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 we weren't that way. That, you know, we're misunderstood. You didn't understand us the way we really wanted it to be. And I'm going to play some stuff for you today that'll prove to you how leftism corrupts everything. How the left wants you to believe. Don't believe what we say. Believe what we say now. You know, and their actions never back up what they really want you to know about them. Their actions never back up the truth, I guess is what I'm trying to say there. Anyway, it's going to be a fun show. I'll get it together, I promise you. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. You can get my book at racepimping.com. Also, a fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics. I like to tell people that because, you know, we joke around a lot, but I want people to understand there's a lot of intellectualism in the comedy that we try to present to you. We try to give you things that make you chuckle, but also make you think. So, anyway, I love having highbrow conversations. I really do. And I wish I could do more. You know, I see these people running around speaking. I watched the Shapiro speech. It was funny. I think it was at Berkeley or somewhere. I don't know, some leftist school. And he just, you know, he went off script because typically Shapiro's pretty, sedate. And he called them Antifa stupid and blah, 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 whatever. And it's been played on a lot of clips. And I think that's great. I like Shapiro. I think he's a very sharp guy. But I really believe that we need additional perspectives. I know Ann Coulter goes there. I know Milo's been there. I know Shapiro's been there. And occasionally Star Parker speaks at schools. But I'm not gonna try to diminish what they do. I'm just gonna tell you this. Black conservatism at colleges is the most powerful thing out there. It really is. Ben Shapiro, as a Jewish guy, can talk all he wants. Black kids look at him and still see a white dude that's getting preferential treatment. But they don't do that when somebody like me comes up and talks to them. Because, see, I can weed through the nonsense. Shapiro can't talk about the black experience. He doesn't know anything about it. I don't know anything about the Jewish experience, but they don't seem to care as much. They aren't quite as rowdy as black folks. So when somebody says to me, you know, man, institutionalized racism in part, and I go, really? So you're going to talk to a guy who grew up in the 60s about this, and you, who were born in 1990-something, want to tell me about institutional racism? Sit your little black behind down. You don't know Jack, boy. Or girl. Let me talk to you about institutional racism. And let me talk to you about how you are being marginalized. You're being used. See the white kid sitting next to you? See these administrators up here? Or the administrators of your school? You want to go look at Hollywood. Look at the media. You are being played. You know what I'm talking about, because game, no game. See, I'm going to talk real talk. I'm going to talk to them about how black folks, when I was coming up, we handled our scandals. We didn't worry about some white dude. We were like, man, what'd you just call me? Pop. Game on. And you know what? We were much stronger for it. We came up bulletproof. And the only thing we had to worry about was us. And we knew it. We talked about crabs in the bucket. There ain't a black person born in the 1960s that doesn't know what crabs in the bucket means. And it means a crab will drag you back in to keep you from escaping. That's why crab traps, they can all get out. But how do these fishermen get them? Because crabs will not let you out of the bin. So we know about it. And that was the only thing that black folks warned about was ourselves. And what did we do? We ruined it. So I'd love to be talking about it. And we got dreamers. These Mexican kids, or, you know, mostly Mexican kids who are here illegally because their parents brought them over. And I feel for some of them, but I don't feel for all of them. And they are suing the president over his reversing the unconstitutional DACA. So they want to sue. I mean, that to me right there, just, if I were president, I'd say, okay, see, I was trying to work with you. Illegal. I would be completely against you. Now we're going to talk about this Pelosi thing a bit, but I want to get it because I don't want to cover the dreamers. Well, you know what? It's probably better to do that now because I want to get into the dreamers as it pertains to blacks here in a bit. But Pelosi got shouted down, and we have that clip. So let's play that.
You've had your say, and it's beautiful to our ears to hear your protection, your self-dignity.
No, that's not it.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, Pelosi believes that she's done the right thing by the Dreamers. And I love this. I got to tell you, I love this clip. And here's why I love it. I love it because the left have placated. They've done everything they can for these people. And it's not enough. And it won't be enough. It never is for leftists. These people are living here illegally, getting all the rights and benefits of citizenship without having to necessarily contribute. And they want more. And Pelosi is saying, I mean, it's funny. I really wanted to be inside of her head because she had to be sitting there going, the nerve of you people. But she didn't say it. I'll give her credit for holding, biting her tongue, because that's what she had to be thinking. The nerve of you little Mexicans coming over here. You're here illegally. I'm here to try to protect you, make you, and it's not enough. But that's the lesson to the left. It's never enough for them because it's gimme, gimme, gimme. We have a saying in the hood, gimme got his neck broke messing with the kinfolk. Well, the left won't do it. They want to placate. So the notion that a country that has been nothing but honorable, loving, and giving to these people who are here illegally, and now we want to address the issue, and you can't address the issue. This isn't your country. It's our democracy, not yours. And I could go into, I'm going to do a whole segment on La Raza and this whole movement that's called the Aslan movement. I want to talk about that. We need to put it in a historical perspective of why these people believe that they own our land and we're occupying it. But we'll do it another time. So, dreamers are suing the president, in effect, suing you as a citizen of the United States to say, we're non-citizens, but we don't care about your laws. See, this is the problem I have with the left. They bring Muslims over who want to practice Sharia law, who say, we don't care about your laws. Your laws don't apply to us. We have mostly Latinos, Mexicans, coming over here saying, we don't care about your laws. It's open borders. In the case of Mexicans, they think they own it already. And the left placate them. They say it's okay. No harm, no foul. They know it's wrong. Anyway, we come back. I want to talk about the implications of this with respect to blacks, because it turns out the NAACP sued Trump as well for DACA.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. So where we left off, the Dreamers had decided they were going to sue the President of the United States. Illegals living in this country who believe that they have a birthright now to be here because Barack Obama offered an illegal piece of legislation, an unconstitutional piece of legislation. And when the real president, a president who understands the law and obeys it, decides he's going to undo that illegal legislation. Of course, the left have a conniption, and that empowers people who are lawbreakers, whose parents are lawbreakers. Now, whether they know it or not is one thing, but in knowing that you are in this country illegally, you have the nerve to say, you know what, I'm going to thwart the will of 61 million plus people and a bunch of others who actually do believe that illegal immigration, whether you're a dreamer or not, should not be the law of the land. So they want to thwart millions of taxpaying Americans and say, to heck with your system, we're going to sue the number one man. I want to know where this could happen. I want to know where you as an American could go illegally, know you're illegal, and then decide you're going to sue the leader of that nation. Could you do it in Cuba? Could you do it in Russia? Could you do it in China? Oh, you don't like those choices. I tell you what, could you do it in Britain? Where are you going to get away with this? This is ridiculous, but it gets worse, because the NAACP has decided to sue President Trump on the DREAM Act. Yeah, the NAACP, apparently the colored people that they care about this time are illegals living in the country. See, when the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was founded in the early 1900s, it didn't include illegals. It was centered around colored people, which were, of course, black folks. And it's morphed into some sort of special interest group that thinks it's part of the ACLU, another leftist organization that probably is well past its time. And it now decides, the NAACP, that is, that it should be able to sue the President of the United States on behalf of illegals, mostly Mexicans. Now, I know what the NAACP is up to. I've heard their former Congressional Black Caucus members say, you know what, in order to get what black people want, we may have to break a few eggs. We may have to sacrifice some black folks and side with the Latinos, the La Raza, the race clan, in order to empower them so we empower ourselves. And to which I've always asked the question, show me where there are black, brown people living in mass. In other words, they are the dominant society where you want to live. I would love for a black person to tell me where in Africa, what country they want to go live in. And I'd love to get one of the rich Republicans to say, wherever you decide you want to live, we will send you there, get you a stipend, to get you started, and you can go live in Somalia, or you can live in Sudan, or the Congo, or Chad, or wherever you choose, Gambia. Name your country, we'll put you there. I'd love for any of these Latinos, part of La Raza, the race, the Aslan crew, whomever, I'd love for them to tell me, what part of Latin America do you want to live in? You want a Central America? You want to live in El Salvador? Where do you want to live? We'll send you there. You want to live in, you want to go back home to Mexico? You want to go to Guatemala? Where? We'll send you. You know, look, there's hardly a place where brown people live that is living peacefully without strife. Hardly a place. And yet these people act as if white folks in America are so oppressive. You know where there's oppression? In every one of the countries I've mentioned, there's oppression. And it's not oppression of others. It's oppression of the very people that they look like. You often hear me talk about the 68.5 million people on the run. They're not on the run from Switzerland or Norway or Germany. They're on the run to Switzerland, Norway, Germany, United States, Canada, United Kingdom. From places like Yemen, Syria, and so on. Anyway, back to the NAACP. Crazy group. Suing Donald Trump on behalf of the Dreamers. Apparently they believe that illegal Mexicans don't have access to the American dream. I know, hardly, the irony is so in your face, I'm not surprised they don't see it. So I thought about this and I said, you know what? President Trump should sue the NAACP on behalf of America, particularly black conservative America. And he should include in his lawsuit Obama, all the Democrats, particularly the Congressional Black Circus. These people are co-conspirators against the dreams of young blacks in America. Recall when Donald Trump gave the speech where he talked about the Dreamers and the fact that the dream that's been stolen has been stolen from, he called it, the African American community. And Donald Trump would be right. Rampant unemployment in the black community affects the very dreams that people build their lives around. When, look, I don't know how you dreamed. Everybody dreams differently. But I can tell you how I dreamed. I dreamed of a country that I could wake up in every single day into freedom, and I could choose the path I wanted to go. And I did that. I remember as a young kid, my brother would come home from college, my oldest brother, and he would, he's really my cousin, but you guys hear me talk about him this way. And he was he was learning engineering. And he'd come home and we had a little shed in the back of our house, and he'd go inside there and he had a soldering iron and solder and different electronic components. And I would go in there and I'd watch him. And he'd build little things, you know, and get them to light up or whatever they were doing, whatever the project was. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, you know, telling me, he's explaining it to me. And then he says, well, this is what's called a breadboard. And these are solder. Electronic traces. And we'd solder the various components. And I said, what's that component? That's a resistor. I go, why do you have a resistor? He goes, it determines how much current will flow through a particular part of the circuit, whether it's in series or in parallel and so on and so forth. This is an inductor, and it has a certain function within the circuit and introduces other characteristics that a resistor doesn't have. And this is a capacitor, and you need this, you know, so that the circuit doesn't bounce and things like this. And he explained this to me, and I was just glued, you know, to it, to the etches on the printed circuit board and all the different things. I was like, wow, this is cool. And it drove in me the want to be an engineer. Because it was cool to watch how things worked. And that if you put more resistance there, the current took a path of least resistance. And what the function of the capacitor was and how long it could hold the charge. And the various sizes of things. You know, one ohm resistor, a 1,000 ohm resistor, etc. And how you could influence the circuit based on all these things. And it was just fascinating. My brother helped me establish my dream. And you know what I did? I then studied hard. Because I was like, man, if you're going to be an electrical engineer, you got to be smart. So I studied hard. And I got a scholarship to college and got a double E degree with a computer science and math degrees as well. That's how you do things. That's how dreams are formed. My brother didn't come home and tell me about civil rights and how, Kevin, you can't be an engineer. Black people, this, that, and the other. There was no militancy to this. It was, dude, you study hard in math and science, et cetera. You get into college, boom, boom, you get a degree. And next thing you know, somebody wants to hire you. And that's what happened. I got hired. And I designed supercomputers, and I designed currency sorting equipment, and I designed money counters and counterfeit detectors and things like that. Stuff that you use that is still being used today. Because nobody was going to poo-poo on my dream. And the whole time, you know what I was thinking? Man, I want to be a millionaire. I had other talents. I was like, you know, I'll get an engineering degree. And then later on, you know, when I save up some money, I'll buy me a little house over here. I'll get me a cabin. I'll get this. I'll get a nice car. Yeah. You know, you were not going to interfere with my dream. But what we do is we allow people to interfere with kids' dreams. And the very people who claim to want to help you with your dream are the very people killing it. I told you guys have read my book, most of you, The Big Black Lie. I told you, white folks, these enablers and these black leftists would tell me, dude, white people after you, they want to get you, this, that, and the other. I was like, I don't even see any of that. I talked about Floyd Mayweather the other day saying, if you focus on what you want to do in this country, there's no limit. And I'm an example. Floyd Mayweather is telling you, I'm worth millions of dollars. I make millions of dollars every day. Why? Because I focus on Floyd. I'm not worried about what you think. I'm focused on Floyd. You know, I'll give you an example. People were like, Floyd Mayweather is going to fight McGregor. And, you know, who's going to win? I told you who's going to win. Then as soon as Floyd Mayweather beats the daylights out of McGregor, everybody, oh, he didn't beat him that bad. Well, what if he fought MMA? You know what Floyd said? Nothing. Because he ain't fighting MMA. He didn't get called out to fight MMA. There's no money in him fighting MMA. He did what he is set to do. He answered the call to a guy who called him out and said, I'll beat you. And he says, fine. It's in my best interest to beat this guy. He trained, hadn't fought in 2 years, retired. He trained, they brought this journeyman in that everybody was all hyped up about, and Floyd spanked him. And everybody, well, he's just a journeyman fighter. Yeah, all the talk, he could probably beat him, he could do that and the other. Floyd whooped his head, looked like he hadn't even fought, made $250 million, highest paid athlete on the planet, and went home thinking about Floyd.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dave, you know what I want? I want dreamers to come from this country. Okay? You mentioned dreamers. Wait, you mentioned dreamers? I want dreamers to come from the United States. I want the people in the United States that have children. I want them to have dreams also. We're always talking about dreamers for other people. I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. They're not dreaming right now. And you look at African-American youth, I mean, 58% unemployment. You look at African-Americans in their 30 years old and their 40 years old, and we have an African-American president, and he has not done anything for the African-Americans in this country, okay? And he got a free pass, and he shouldn't have. Because if that were me or if that was somebody else, we would be taking over the coals, believe me. It would not be a good situation. President Obama has done nothing for the African Americans. You look at African American youth, you look at African Americans that are 30 years old, 40 years old, and 50 in their prime, and take a look at their statistics. It's very sad.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. And I love that speech by Donald Trump. And I think that when we need to co-opt the term dreamers, you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, a dreamer. I am a Native American dreamer, born on this soil by the grace of God, allowed to dream by the grace of God. And Donald Trump is spot on when he talks about this, when he makes leftists take responsibility for stealing the dreams of others, the theft of the truth, rewriting history. How many blacks do you think know that Republicans freed the slaves, established the historically black colleges and universities, established a Freedmen's Bureau, which later became the HBCUs, established the NAACP? Everything that gave rights to blacks was pretty much done by Republicans. Civil rights legislation, voting rights legislation, Republicans. Democrats, a legacy of black destruction, all the way from slavery, the lack of civil rights, Jim Crow laws, the black codes, the founding of Planned Parenthood, and the Negro Project that it sponsored, calling black people human weeds, mass incarceration planned, schemed by the Democrats, disarmament of black folks, unionization of America to keep black people unemployed. Is it working? Of course it's working. It's working so well that black people in America today don't even need the oppression of Democrats to segregate. We self-segregate in these urban indoctrination centers set up by leftists who run these armpits, these third world nations called cities in America. I've talked about the destruction of these cities. St. Louis going from 850,000 plus people in the 1950s to 318,000. Run by what since that time? Nothing but Democrats. City of Baltimore losing half its population since 1970. It's now officially under 600,000. If it weren't for colleges and universities or the healthcare system, these cities would implode. Cleveland losing 23 people a day since 1970. And on and on. The population shrinking like crazy. Detroit used to have over 2 million people. It's down to under 700,000. These Democrats want to take your rights away. They marginalize blacks. They want people to vote for them by giving them enough to doing exactly what LBJ said. Give them enough to make them think they're in power or whatever. But don't let them get ahead. The rhetoric of the left, white privilege, check your privilege, Black Lives Matter. They engender this sense of nobility amongst themselves while making black people feel inferior. To even propose white privilege means you believe you have something over me. I completely dismiss that idea. You have nothing over me by your birthright. You know who thinks like that? Aryan Nation. That's who thinks like that. Yeah, with a constant drumbeat of slavery and the lack of civil rights for blacks, talk about dream killers. That's what these people are. They kill people's dreams. I told people, if you want to kill a group of people, take away their families, take away their history, create one that they hate. The history of blacks is American history. And you know what they teach us? They teach us to hate it. So teach them to hate their history. Teach them to hate their birthright. And then tell them how bad that history is. How it's impacting them today. Take away their ability to dream. Take away their ability to what's the word I was looking for? And it's not dream. I had another. I used to say it all the time, but when you don't allow me to imagination, that's the word. When you don't let me use my imagination and wonder what could happen, what are the possibilities of things? You've ruined society. See, that's the thing that we have over everybody in America. We have the most amazing imaginations. That's why nobody can compete with us in the movie industry. When, of course, it was conservative. We had imaginations. We created all the special effects and the things that happened in the movie industry are ours. The innovations that have happened with the cell phone, the innovations that have happened with the computer, the innovations that have happened with the television, innovations that have happened with you name it, all come from the imagination of Americans. We dream bigger than anybody. That's why they call it the American dream. That may offend foreigners. Actually, it doesn't. You know who it really offends? It offends the left. When you talk about the American dream, foreigners aren't offended. They love it. They understand it. Americans get mad. Americans, what are you talking about, American dream? You're trying to make sure like nobody else has a dream. No. They have dreams. Little dreams. They want to eat consistently. They want running water. They'd like to have a voice. But no, they can't. They'd like to marry who they want. They'd like to be able to speak freely, religiously, whatever. Practice whatever religion. Not be threatened. They have little dreams. See, all of our dreams are wrapped up in this one word called freedom. And we know we have that. So that's a given. That's like going to your tap and knowing you're going to have clear water. Relatively safe. It's like knowing when you go to the grocery store, you got lots of choices. See, you don't have to think about that. The basics of life. Most people in the world do. So they don't concentrate on their dreams and their imaginations. We can. We can concentrate on this stuff. We can say, you know what? Now that I'm not hungry or I have to worry about going to get my 10 gallons of water to boil and washing my clothes in the river or whatever else, I'm wondering what great novel idea could I come up with? Maybe I'll write a book. Maybe I'll write a play. Maybe I'll sing some songs. Maybe I'll work on my job, learn more about my task. Maybe I'll start a second job. I'll start selling this or doing that, or I'll start my own company. I'll buy a house. I'll build a house. I want to go camping. Think about what people are saying in Bangladesh or Nepal. You think they're thinking about, you know, maybe we'll have a camp out this weekend. No, they already camp out. It's where they live, in squalor. They have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from, food. Can they sell the basket or the rug that they just made? So they have enough money to eat. They don't use their imaginations. The left is shutting down our imaginations. Dream killers. Black kids, it's over 50% unemployment, and the NAACP focuses on the children of illegals? They want to sue Donald Trump for DACA. And what a gang warfare between Latino gangs and black gangs. Both minority groups lack job opportunities. But you know what? Maurice Scharf in the state, Hillary Clinton State Department, John Kerry State Department, Barack Obama State Department said, hey, let's get some jobs for ISIS. Aren't they dreaming too? If we got them economic, you know, viability, they would probably not want to fight as much. Hey, I'm just saying, guys, you might want to apply that here in the United States. Unbelievable. And then what about Barack Obama's record in dealing with black folks? All the promises, paying people's mortgages and all these things he's going to get them. Where did he get them? Reduced sentencing and crack cocaine. He gives them Obamacare and something else. I mean, it's ridiculous. But the NAA wants to sue Donald Trump. If they were going to sue anybody, they should be suing Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. But they're part of the system. I hope Donald Trump takes me up on it and says, I'm going to sue the NAACP.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.